Good morning here on KIOW. It's Morning Conversation, and for a second straight week, we're talking with the Winnebago County Fair, getting ready for the Winnebago County Fair fundraiser coming up this weekend. It's crazy how time flies, and with that, Sam Dugan is here to talk with us. And Sam, first of all, just talk about what you do with the fair and getting ready for the fundraiser.
The fundraiser is our biggest, actually really basically our main fundraiser for the year to help us pay for entertainment during the fair, especially the free grounds entertainment that we have. We've been doing this for months. We've been collecting silent auction donations, live auction donations, trying to locate the right entertainer for our crowd, you know, booking the meal at the Branding Iron, which is always a delight there. So there's a lot of behind the scenes work that takes several months for us to get ready, and really a necessary thing we need to carry on the fair every year.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've kind of saw on Facebook over the last couple of days some of the items that get posted. So, you know, tell people about some of these items and some of the cool things that have come in. And of course, if they want to see them, where can they find them?
Yeah, we're really excited about the things that are coming in. Every year it surprises us how much. We have a lot of generous businesses and individuals in our area who want to support the fundraiser. So we've got silent auction things are usually smaller, and some live auction things are bigger, but everything from Tupperware kits, books, t-shirts and apparel from local businesses to there's stuff out there for the farmers, chemicals and seed. And we have started posting on Facebook, so that's the best place to look at things, kind of get a preview ahead of time. But the night of, we'll have tables for both the silent and live auction where you can preview the live auction stuff before the live auction starts, and the silent auction will be going for a couple hours.
Winnebago County Fair fundraiser coming up this weekend, April 6th. And that gets started about 5:30 p.m. with a cash bar, and then you're going to have a meal. What all can everybody expect that evening?
Yeah, right at 5:30, we have a social hour with a cash bar, as you mentioned, and then we get the meal rolling. It's a three-meat buffet. If you've been to the Branding Iron event, you've seen those type of things, just the full spread, meat, veggies, cheesy hash browns, dessert fluff. It's all just amazing. After the meal, we do the entertainment, which we'll talk about shortly, and then while that's going on, the silent auction is going on, and then we wrap it up with the live auction.
And we talked about, if you wanted to see some of the items that are going to be up for auction, you can do so on Facebook, the fair's Facebook, Winnebago County Fair, Thompson, Iowa, there on Facebook. You mentioned, of course, there is always fun entertainment, not only at the fair, but also at the fair fundraiser, along with the silent item auctions and the food and all that. Who is going to be our entertainment this year?
Yeah, we work really hard to find entertainment that we think is that fits with our crowd and the event itself. So we want somebody that's interactive with the people and it's more personal. We are really lucky to have found Jody Fuller. He's a comedian. He's a speaker. He's a writer. He's a veteran. He did 3 tours in Iraq. Yeah. And the one thing he talks about, too, is he had to overcome stuttering to be able to do the public speaking and the be a comedian. So very interesting. Really excited to hear from him. I'm sure we'll have a room full of laughs.
And, of course, so we've been talking about all these great things. Where can people get tickets? And what do those tickets look like?
Yeah, the tickets are $30 a piece, and so that includes the meal. Tickets are available from any of the fair board members. You can buy online, which is really nice and convenient. And then we will have some tickets available at MBT, both in Forest City. Tickets are available now there and at MBT in Lake Mills.
I know you want people to kind of get tickets ahead of time, but if somebody decides last minute that they're coming to the fair fundraiser, can they get tickets at the door?
Absolutely. We'll sell tickets right at the door. It's better to get ahead of time, or at least let us know you want to come ahead of time, because we need a head count for the meal to make sure we have enough food. And we have run out of food before. Give us a heads up if you can. We're not going to turn you away. And if you can't make it for the meal, for sure, come join us for the silent auction before that closes, and the live auction, fun and networking and conversation.
The Winnebago County Fair fundraiser is going on this weekend, April 6th. Again, kind of just a review, 5:30 cash bar meal, a delicious Branding Iron meal coming up after that with live and silent auctions. And all those proceeds, you guys don't take any of them. I mean, that money goes right back to the fair, correct?
That goes right back to the fair. It's kind of crazy how expensive entertainment is for the fair. And, you know, you know we charge for the grandstand events, and so we get some of our money back for that. But the free grounds acts, so like the petting zoo and some other cool things we're going to have this year, our funding for that comes largely from this event. So it's really important for us to keep offering those free activities, especially for the families and the kids, to have a great fundraiser.
All right, we got the Winnebago County Fair fundraiser coming up this Saturday, April 6th, 5:30 at the Roundup Room at the Brain and Iron in Thompson. Of course, you always have that delicious Brain and Iron meal and all the great things. Again, you can find their items online at Facebook at Winnebago County Fair Thompson, Iowa on Facebook. You can look over some of the items. Otherwise, come enjoy a meal and evening, some good laughs with Jody Fuller, who's going to be the comedian that evening. And of course, it's fun just to, you know, it's been a long winter, so it's fun just to get out and kind of congregate with people a little bit.
Get out, and it's fun as a fair board to, you know, actually get to interact with people. We get more of a chance to do that at the fundraiser than we do at fair.
Yeah, you guys are always so busy all year long, and we are so thankful to have a great fair board that works very hard. Before we go, though, let's just let everybody, fair dates are set as well coming up
in July. Yeah, we're really excited about fair this year, July 17th through the 21st. If you noticed, there's an extra day tacked on. Grown enough that we've opened Wednesday up of fair week to get some animals checked in and some of the judging done.
Awesome. July 17th to the 21st is the Winnebago County Fair in Thompson, Iowa in 2024. Sam, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
I'm Zarinegas Dahl on KIOW Morning Conversation.